Working?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
We use either the flour, the white corn tortillas or the blue corn tortillas for enchiladas. And Fran makes them by putting them only into the enchilada chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And a normal thing to do is to put them in a frying, a grease type thing,
mm-hmm.
and fry them and then put them into the chili sauce. But because we feel it's just as good and not as many calories, why she makes it that way. And of course, there's cheese in between each layer,
mm-hmm.
and onions. That's essentially it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw an egg on top.
Yeah.
Always top it off with an egg.
That's how we do it too. Do you have any vegetables in your garden? Do you grow any vegetables?
We don't have a garden, and I never have had a garden. I find there are more bugs than you can shake a stick at, so we don't use rutabagas or that type of thing. We can't grow vegetables around here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have asparagus. If I had a garden, the things that I would like to grow, maybe that's what the question you should be asking.
Sure.
So, we like asparagus, we like the leafy greens. Fran has some spinach sitting there right now in the water to get all the sand off,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Mm-hmm.
As far as turnips and that type of thing, we just don't use those very often. But we have peas and beans and we have frijoles, that type of thing.
Uh-huh. If somebody said to you that they ate beans for dinner, what would you expect? What kind of beans?
In this part of the country, I would think it would be frijoles, which would be the pinto
mm-hmm.
beans.
Mm-hmm.
Any place else, it could be navy beans, it could be kidney beans. It's hard to tell. But
mm-hmm.
here, I would assume it was frijoles.
And you don't have any fruit trees, do you?
Pardon me?
Fruit trees? Do you have any fruit trees?
Oh, fruit trees, huh? My hearing, I guess, must be going bad.
Okay.
No, we don't have any fruit trees here. We did in our other house. We had one of the things that they can grow around here are figs, which are kind of interesting. It's something you don't find very often.
Mm-hmm.
But we ourselves have no peaches or apricots or that type of thing.
Okay. Are there some kinds of Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Oh, probably all of them. They're pretty messy, really. One of them would be tamales.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly recommend those be purchased rather than try and make them, but that's a terrible job.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Do you know some of the crops that are grown in El Paso?
Really, there aren't too many around here. In the Upper Valley, they grow the long green chilies, tomatoes, but there aren't too many vegetables grown in our area. Most of them are imported,
mm-hmm.
the biggest part of them.
Mm-hmm.
You get okra. I know some people grow their own okra around here. But, it's difficult, I think, to grow things locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless it's a hobby.
It's a full-time hobby if it is.
Yes, it is.
That corn that you pick up and eat is called?
Well, there's shoepeg corn, there's yellow corn, there's white corn. Corn on the cob, is that what you're referring to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess the way you prepare it, yeah. And now, to prepare corn, to cook it, you have to peel something off of the...
The husk?
Yeah, uh-huh. And underneath the husk, there's a white string.
Yeah, and all that string, what do you call that stuff? Speaking of the white string.
Yeah,
you
know, mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a name for it, and I can't think of it right now. Maybe it'll come to me later on.
Yeah, sure. Well, if it does, just blurt
silk,
it out.
Silk, how's that?
Silk is good.
Silky
yeah.
string.
Okay. And the red vegetable, well, it's not really a vegetable, it's a fruit, but it seems...
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Tomatoes?